The Carlow Soccer Podcast with Harry Shortos. Brought to you by KCLR and Scoreline.ie.
Yes, thank you, fancy jingle. This is the Carlow Soccer Podcast. I'm Harry Shortos, and we are back for episode 5. Episode 5 already! How crazy is that? It does not feel like 4 weeks since I recorded the very first episode of the Carlow Soccer Podcast. It is very, very, very surreal to me that we are here. But anyway, how time flies, eh? So, we have a big show coming up. We're going to preview the Tully Travel Division 1 Cup final this weekend between Ballymurphy Celtic and Dolman Celtic. And we will then be reviewing the Paul Cohen Memorial Youth Cup final that took place this weekend. I have some post-match audio that I will play from that. And then we will also get all the gossip from the LFA Junior Cup semi-final draw. And yeah, we have the New York reaction to their draw, and we have the their opponent's reaction to the draw as well. So stay tuned for that. And of course, we'll have a quick chat about the Nationalist Premier Division and where the league could possibly end up this Wednesday night, tomorrow night even. Yeah, it's like my Christmas Day, the Nationalist Premier Division coming to an end, especially with it going right down to the final day and it still being open. Like, either Newark or Crate Yard could still win it, which is very, very, very crazy. I think it's the tightest league since 2009, since it went to a playoff, actually, which is very mad. But yeah, it's like my Christmas Day because, yeah, it's all just coming to an end. There's so much happening. It could still go either which way. And that's what makes it so exciting for me. The fact that it can still go either way. And it's going down to the final day. And because, like, I always get so much from it. And it's such a big job, the final day of the league. With someone winning the league, there's always so much involved for me. And that's why it's my Christmas Day. Because it's like, I get so many presents come to me, really, you know? weird, I know. But anyway, let's start with the big topical issue of the last couple of weeks, and that is the drama surrounding Hanover / Kilry / Kleshin. Okay, so I told you last week, Kleshin fielded an ineligible player against Kilry, which basically meant that Kleshin finished bottom and Kilry finished in 8th because, of course, as I said last week, the rules do state that basically if that happens, if an ineligible player is played against you, you basically get given the match or the points, depending on if it's a cup match or a league match. But anyway, so we didn't know what that meant for relegation at the time last week when we were recording the podcast because it was recorded on Tuesday. And the statement came out on Wednesday because it was being dealt with on Tuesday evening. Basically, I'm not going to read out the statement because that's just far too wordy. But basically, it meant that basically it said that the Nationalist Premier Division will be going to a 10-team division next season, which means that Burren will come up and nobody gets relegated. Now, this does feel like a cop-out, but I think it's the right decision because you can't really relegate Kilry where they've earned their safety. And you can't relegate Kleshin because it would have been very, very harsh for me for Kleshin to be relegated off the back of Hanover feeling an ineligible player against Kilry, you know, that kind of way. So that's my thoughts on that. I think that was the right decision there. But I do know that it was always going to be a 10-team Premier Division. I believe that was always the plan from the Carlow League. Right decision, wrong decision. I like the idea of a 10-team Premier Division, but I don't like the idea that there's no relegation. I feel like teams at the bottom need something to play for. You know, if you're in last place, or in second last place, or third last place, you know, you're out of contention of winning the league early. So why keep playing? What have you got to keep playing for, you know? That's the question I would ask. So that's why I feel like relegation is important because it means that there's something there for everyone to play for, and there's something for to fight for, to keep your spot in the Premier Division, because everyone wants to be playing Premier football. You know, nobody wants to be in Division 1. Like, you know, we've seen Dolman relegated the last couple of years, Ballymurphy relegated, and they've both been struggling in Division 1, especially Ballymurphy, who was second from bottom this season after being relegated last season, you know? So it is very important that, for me, that there is relegation because it keeps everybody fighting for something. That's just my thoughts. I don't know how everybody else feels, but yeah. And I know that from talking to Noel Jordan over the weekend, the Colour League chairman, it feels like bringing up two teams from Division 1 wouldn't work because they're not ready for Premier Football, really. Which makes sense, I guess, at the same time. But I just don't feel like no relegation works for me. I feel like those teams need something to fight for. That's just my own personal opinion. But anyway, moving on. I did bring you something last week. I was talking about CK United, actually. And I told you that they basically have been charging people to get in to games. And of course, that is mainly parents. And I was asking the question about whether any other team does that. I believe now that they do, it's not just CK United. A couple of teams have started, I've been told, since Kerry and Cove, I believe. But yeah, I think the point I was trying to make is that basically that they would... I think the point I was trying to make is that mainly parents who are in this situation, it's mainly parents who are going to these games, and they already obviously pay a good amount of money for their kids to attend these academies, and so they then have to pay £5 a week on top of that to go and watch their kid play. Yeah, it's a lot. And I get, though, that it's not... it's hard to make money, I get that. And I don't know, maybe... I think just leagues just need to maybe... Or clubs just need to figure out a different way, maybe, that's not taxing the parents, you know? And I know that's hard, but that's just my own thoughts on that. That's enough about the relegation race for now. We might come back to it next week and see if we can get some reaction from both Collession and Killary to how they feel about staying up and what they have to do next year to stay in the Premier. Because obviously, I would imagine next year they will have some relegation. Next year, with it being a 10-team Premier, they won't be able to get away with no relegation there. So we will focus on the title race. Now, the equation is now simple. After New York's win against Parkville on Wednesday night, it's now do or die. Wednesday night at the Boreham Road, New York need a win against St. Pat's to be crowned Nationalist Premier Division champions for a fourth time in a row, which is pretty crazy. Any slip up and they will give it to their arch enemies, Crete Yard, instead. At this point, it's going down to the wire. It's going to be a very interesting game down in the Boreham Road. Only Crete Yard have taken points off New Oak at Boreham Road this season, which is a remarkable statistic in the league. So it's going to be an uphill battle for Pats. I saw them play against Crete Yard yesterday in the Keating Memorial Premier Cup, and they struggled. They have a good team, so I don't know why they struggled, but I think if New York are disciplined defensively, I think they might just sneak at the game. I think Pats will be difficult to beat. I don't know that I can see Pats beating them, but I can definitely see Pats causing problems and possibly getting a draw. If Pats take their chances, they can. But I feel like New York are just too good at the moment. Like, I saw them against Parkville on Wednesday night and they just blew them away. They missed a few chances, though, but like that didn't even seem to stop them. They're just too good at the moment. It feels like everything they touch is golden right now. They can't do a whole lot wrong. And I think the pressure of having to win every game for the last three games has brought them into their own, actually. I feel like that's just made them a better side. But that's just my thoughts. I feel like it's a golden opportunity here for New Oak to really go and win a fourth league in a row, because I feel like they're very, very capable, and why not? Of course, it's going to be a very short turnaround because they have to go then and face Cretyard on Sunday at the Borough Road in the Keating Memorial Premier Cup quarter final. Big games just keep on coming for New York, so they won't have too much time to celebrate and rest on their laurels. And talking of things of big games, the LFA Junior Cup draw was made on Thursday night in the Seven Oaks Hotel in Carlow. New York were in the hat alongside Lucan, Rock Celtic and Wexford Bows. And this is how the draw went down.
The Carlow Soccer Podcast.
Number two is Wexford Bows. They were playing number four.
That's Wexford Bows at home to New Oak.
Southeast Derby.
It's a setup.
Number three, Rock Celtic, the UCLL. We've got the home draw, and they were playing number one, Lucan United.
That's Rock Celtic versus.
So well done,
Lucan. That's the semi-final draw there, folks. We have Wexford Bows against New Oak and Rock Celtic versus Lucan.
The Carlow Soccer Podcast.
So there we have it, folks. The draw for the LFA Junior Cup semi-finals was made Thursday night, and New Oak were drawn away to Wexford Bows. One job, Noel Jordan. One job. That's all you had, Noel. One job. Draw them at home. But no, you couldn't do that. The LFA president and Carlow League chairman, Noel Jordan, was drawing out the home teams, of course. He didn't give New York a home draw, unfortunately, like he has the last few rounds. But look, I'm sure they will take Wexford Bows away. Look, obviously, anybody in a semi-final is going to be difficult, but as draws go, Wexford Bows probably isn't the worst. I believe a lot of teams were trying to avoid Lucan. That was the big one, I believe, just from what I've heard from people. I don't know any of these teams myself, but yeah, that's just what I believe. So, yeah, that was that. I did catch up with the New York manager, Gavin Dowling, afterwards, and this is what he had to say about the draw to me.
The Carlow Soccer Podcast.
Gavin, not the home draw you wanted there.
No, it's not the home draw I wanted, but Any team you meet at this stage of the competition is going to be tough. So even in New York, it would have been a tough game either way. So look, we'll approach it the same way. And we're well capable, like I said, the last day.
Home advantage is always kind of... It's a big advantage at these late stages.
It is a big advantage. But look, I don't know. Like we're capable. Like we've gone away the first three, four rounds of this competition. And we've won in tough places like Cavan Teely and Bridge United, which isn't easy. And we will be fighting fit for that game, and we'll be ready to go. Like,
yeah. Wexford Bows, how are you feeling about that?
Yeah, Wexford Bows. To get this far, they have to be a good side. So I'm expecting a really, really tough game down in Wexford. But look, both of us are going to go for it, and that's it.
And yeah, you have a couple of key players missing. It's going to be a big ask.
We've a couple of key players missing, but we have lads that are able to fit in, and we can move lads around to different positions that are well able to play in those centre back areas. So yeah, we'll have a strong side.
You probably have more depth this year than you kind of have the last couple of years, really. If you think about it.
No, I wouldn't say that. I'd say if anything, we've lost players that are kind of irreplaceable in the jobs they've done. The likes of Conor Byrne, the likes of Lee Murphy's, Cottle Gaffney. But these are all players that have been huge for us in the past, and they're hard to replace. We have got good young players there, but it's going to take a while for them to really get that experience that's needed to be at this stage of the competition.
But these are exciting young players, the likes of Josh Brady, the likes of Kyle. These are exciting young players.
Yeah, but they are exciting players, and you wouldn't mind putting in an exciting player at the top half of the field. Putting in an exciting player in the centre half is going to be a tough decision to make. So it's a tough decision to whatever we go with to replace Dotsy and Skinner.
Yeah, you can't beat experience, I guess, at this level.
In that position of the field, you cannot beat experience. goalkeeping, centre halves, anywhere across that defence, experience is massive.
Especially when you kind of had the same back five, back six, pretty much for most of the season.
Yeah.
Lads kind of been fairly familiar with each other, and like even for the most part, the your first choice
yeah.
back five have all played with each other for the past 2-3 years.
Yeah, look.
And that's an experienced unit, and that's a big loss.
Definitely. Look, we've replaced our first year that we won the quadruple. Dotty missed most of the season, and Lee Murphy went in, slotted in centre half, and again it was the experience carried through, and he was brilliant there. The following year we were hit and miss. We were missing Skinner a lot for a few games. We missed like lads through a different injury, so we had to replace him also. Like we have the Keane Dowlands and Dylan Kiley's that can also play centre half. We have lads that can do the job, like, but it'll be the other areas of the field that would worry, like the likes of Dean and that. Like that, if we'll always have a chance if we have those creative players on the field, like, you know, Dean, Jordan, Keane.
You must feel like this is your chance, really, to kind of try and go get the...
Look, I thought that 2 years ago as well. And we went to Wexford, and I think we were hard done by that time, with given time at the extra time. Like.
The Carlow Soccer Podcast.
That was the Newark manager, Gavin Dowling, reacting to the LFA Junior Cup semi-final draw, which pits Newark up against Wexford Bows down in Wexford. That game takes place on the 12th of May. At 2 p.m. That's going to be a very interesting game, and I can't wait to see that and see how that works out. Can Newark finally get over the line and reach a Leinster Junior Cup final? There's nothing stopping them at this point. They've reached the quarter final last year, the semi final the year before that. They've been knocking on the door. This is their chance. Of course, it can be difficult without their two centre backs, Dotsy, David O'Shea, and Skinner Owen McCormack. But if anybody can do it, it is Newark, and they do have the talent there to be able to adapt, you know. But yeah, I also caught up with the Wexford Bows goalkeeper, Colm O'Dowda, to get his thoughts on drawing Newark.
The Carlow Soccer Podcast.
You got a home tie. How are you feeling about that?
Happy. That's what you'd wish for with a semi-final, especially with the calibre of teams that are left in it. That's, I'd like to say, we're all evenly matched if we're after getting this far, and the only thing that'll separate things would be a home draw. Yeah. So, happy with it.
And you've got Newark in the draw as well. A tough one. They've obviously got to a quarter-final last year against Trim, semi-final 2 years ago against Northend. They've kind of been knocking on that door.
Yes,
a tough challenge.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, they're favourites for the competition, to the best of my knowledge. We won't fear anyone at this stage. Look, we're here because we've managed to do well and get here. It's like an old saying, if you want to be the best, you have to beat the best. Look, as you said, they've been knocking on the door. They're going to be hungry. Same as ourselves, we won't be taking anything for granted. So, look, relish the challenge of them coming down and giving it a go.
Yeah. And what's your squad like? I know you have a couple of guys that were on the Oscar Traynor team.
Yeah, no, look, we have a fairly big enough squad. It's hard enough on Nicky and Mick each week trying to whittle lads down, because we can only select 18 on the day. And, you know, you're trying to include everyone. You're also trying to get everyone minutes and keep everyone up to match pace. And again, like you said, there's different weeks where we're losing guys to when they were involved with the Oscar Traynor. And look, they can only improve things when they come back into the setup and training and fighting to get positions back, and lads holding on to the jersey. So it's great to have the lads involved in it and getting experience that way.
Yeah, and of course that probably strengthened the team as well, having guys playing for the Oscars.
Yeah, it would. Again, you're playing with the best in the county, so you can only learn more off other players, and again come back, try new things with lads, incorporate things that you've seen from other people's games and say, look, this seems to work, can we give it a go, see does it work for us, things like that.
Yeah. You seem to kind of come out of a bit of, over the last couple of years, and kind of putting up a challenge to the big teams in Wexford, the likes of your North Ends and Gorries. You must feel fairly happy with how you've been doing lately.
Yeah, look,
with that journey as such.
Yeah, look, again, we only came up from Division 1 going back maybe 4 or 5 seasons ago, when the aim first year when you come up is to stay in the Premier Division, and then kind of you want to grow on that and keep working on it. It's been kind of stop-start. We do have a lot of players involved with GAA, so you try get on a run of momentum at the start of the year, and then when you kind of get these lads back, it works to your advantage. And again, like I said, it strengthens up the squad. Look, again, North End and Gorey, they're powerhouses in the division. They just have the quality of players. They do get recruiting in. They have their youth teams set up, and there's constantly numbers coming through. Just works to their advantage. They just have a very good pick and selection to choose from, which just strengthens them week in, week out. Any injuries, suspensions, they have just as good a player to come back in. So it's tough when you're coming up against them, especially, as I said, they've kind of tasted success over the last little while, and they're just hungry for it. And if you don't match that hunger on the day, you'll be in a hole fairly quickly.
Yeah. Do you know much about New Oak?
We wouldn't. Again, over the last few years, you'd try and organise pre-season games with clubs outside of Wexford, because, again, you don't want to give away your hand. And, you know, things like that. So you'd go to Carlow, Waterford, Kilkenny. So, look, if memory serves me, we've played a few Carlow teams, New Oak included, in pre-seasons over the years. Again, same, you might not have all your best players and available to you at the time in the summer with pre-season. Lads might not be fully fit. But, look, they're there for a reason. They're Carlow champions, I don't know how many years, and winning cups left, right and centre. So it's not that you'll have to do a massive amount of homework on them. You know that they're going to come ready, prepared. So, look, again, maybe the lads will try and see if they can get up to a game, secretly hide in the corner of the pitch and do a bit of homework. Easier said than done, but look, I'm sure the lads will be able to find out information and try use it to our advantage as best as possible.
Yeah. And do you feel like you can go all the way?
At this stage, yeah, why not? You're in a semi-final. Yeah. It's two games away from lifting a trophy. Again, we're here on, you might want to call it a little bit of luck, but we're also here on ability. We've had to beat the teams that are put in front of us. That's all you can do. That's what we'll have to do for a semi.
The Carlow Soccer Podcast.
So for the very, very few of you that were not at the Paul Cohen Memorial Youth Cup final on Saturday afternoon, first off, where the hell were you? As everybody was out. It was such a packed crowd. Like, not only did you have fans from both teams, but you also had a lot of neutrals there. Like, there were so many people there, it was crazy. Like, the place was rocking. The Meadows and Grey Column was absolutely packed to the brim. I don't think I've seen such a big crowd at a game in a long time, especially a youth game, which is crazy. The weather always helps, of course, when it's that warm, but I've got to say, I was amazed by the crowd. Good job to them. So, basically, it was an absolute cracker of a game once it got going. The first half was a bit of a snooze fest, a bit forgettable. But once it got going in the second half, it lit up. Jan Flesch's free kick got the game started. Basically, when he hit that in to give Pats the lead, Felix came back and levelled things up. Pats got a second goal. And then deep into stoppage time, they gave away a penalty! And Felix converted that to take the game to extra time. Pats went ahead again, getting a third goal. And this time they held on for the win, with Felix unable to do a lot. I think there's a lot of cramp at that point. Not a whole lot you can do in that situation. I think at that point it was just survival of the fittest, really, at that point, with the heat and stuff. But look, fair play to everyone for keeping going during that, because it looked tough. But anyway, I caught up with the St. Pat's manager, Paul White, after the game to get his thoughts on the cup final. He obviously joined me here last week and had a lot to say. He was great. And yeah, he was very talkative again on Saturday afternoon, and of course, and a big week for him, of course, after I believe he had a grandson born on Sunday, and then he went and won the Youth Cup final on Saturday. Like, what a week for him personally. But yeah, this is what he had to say to me about the match.
The Carlow Soccer Podcast.
Paul, can you sum up your feelings after that?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable match. Really was a great game of football. You know, we started off a bit slow, but we got into the game, and as I said, the lads dug deep and they well deserved the win. We dug deep, even though we went 2-2. Nearly the one in the full time as normal. We were a minute away and we gave away a penalty. Look, we dug deep again and I knew these boys had it in them. They're fantastic footballers. They never give up. It's a no give up attitude, and it just proves today they deserve to win this cup. And all I can say is I'm so proud of the team, so proud of Chris, the coach, myself, and it's just been an unbelievable season really for us. And it's an icing on the cake, play at home with the crowd that was here, fantastic crowd. Never seen a crowd like it at Pats before. It's been unreal, and the boys just, they dug deep and deserved the win. In my eyes, I always thought they were going to win the game. Look, as I said, there was fine margins between the two teams. Figs, hats off to them. They had a great game. They are the league champions. We knew it was going to be tough. But when we're at home, we're a different team. Mm-hmm. We're a different team. And today just proves it. We dug deep and we got the winner. We held on.
And they kept pegging you back. You kept going ahead and they kept coming back into it.
Yeah.
Shows good resilience to be able to kind of keep going after that.
Yeah, 100%, Harry, 100%. As I said, there's an attitude they have is fantastic. The footballing team is great. St. Pat's, the crowd got behind them. As I said before, the 12th man always helps out. And the crowd we had today was fantastic. And it got us over the line today. And fair dues to all the boys. They dug deep. And look, it's a great achievement for the guys. That's a stepping stone for the boys now into senior level. Yeah. A lot of lads now are going into the senior team next season. A lot of these youths are finished this season. This is the last game for these guys going into the senior league. And the world's their oyster after that. And as I said, a stepping stone for them to go into that league. And some of them will be staying on under 18s, under youths next year. Some of them won't. Some will be gone. So fair play to them. They deserve it. And hats off to them. They really dug deep for today, and I think, you know, it's an achievement and a half. Take down the champions of the league, stopping them from making the double. And I always had that mentality that we would win this game. I've always gone out with that attitude from day one since I took over this team 2 years ago. And I told them that I had belief in them, that they will win a trophy. And if they keep digging deep and keep playing football, the way we play football, we win something, and just proves it today. We won it.
And a lot of the lads kind of are playing senior football already, some with the A team, some with the B team, and a lot of them have broken into the A team. How much does that experience then kind of prove to help when they come back down to youth level?
Yeah, well, look, you look at some of the lads that have broken into the team. Jan there, Lan Fletcher, player of the match, he is a leader in himself. And we've got, today we had 15 leaders there today, and it just proves that the lads have that stepping stone. And Jan and Zeb and Alex Downs, they're the leaders of the team. They'll bring that team forward. They brought them forward on this match, and they train with the senior team as well, so it helps them to progress further into youth, and it makes them a lot stronger. And resilience is the word I will use, just to keep going till the end of the game. And that's what they've done.
And two of the goals today from you guys were set pieces. Is that something you've been working on?
Look, yeah, our set pieces have been a lot better over the last while. I know Phoenix are very strong on set pieces, so we were trying to accommodate the two. We knew the goalkeeper, St. Phoenix goalkeeper, is not the tallest, and we were sort of working on that. And I think, you know, at the end of the day, they deserved it. And I think, look, on Thursday night we had a good session. We had a penalty shootout, we had corner kicks, we had free kicks, and it just proved it in the end that it actually worked. So it's a brilliant achievement for the lads, and hats off to the boys, and Chris, the other coach, is there as well, helps you out. It's unbelievable. It's an unbelievable feeling to win something at the end of the season, and to do it at home with the crowd behind you. It's just fantastic. It's the icing on the cake for me, and it's going to be a great weekend, you know.
What was going through your mind now when Phoenix got the penalty now in the last minute of extra time, injury time there, even at the end of the second half?
I'd say my heart rate must have went up. My heart rate must have went up a few notches. But good job I have a Versa on my phone to keep me going. But I couldn't believe it myself personally. I thought the time was out, but look, the officials had I thought the time was up, and I thought we had done it. But unfortunately, look, these things happen in football. We could have closed the door earlier. We could have held on to the ball up there a little bit more. But I think one or two of the lads went for the third goal. where they should have held onto the ball a little bit more and see out the game at that stage. But look, they dug deep, they got their second, they got their third goal, and we held on in extra time, and it was a great achievement. Great achievement.
What was key to you today, do you think?
Our fitness. Our fitness levels was top notch. Our fitness levels were top notch. The never give up attitude was top notch. We worked on a lot of fitness over the last few weeks. They play football, they train with the senior team. That helps them as well with their fitness levels. And their own self. Some of these own lads go to the gym, do their own fitness work at home. And my own lad as well, especially, he does his own fitness work at home. So that helps, and all that kind of stuff helps the lads to go on and achieve what they've done. As I said, it was a great game of football today, and I think the better team won in the end because we are the football inside, and that's what I see.
Yeah. And the support today was incredible. Like the crowd out here, like the place was packed and nowhere to stand.
No, I think it was your podcast that day. I think it was your podcast that brought the crowds out. Both sides fans. It was a local derby, so both sides of the fans were absolutely fantastic. I couldn't knock them. Figs fans were fantastic over there. Pats fans were really good over here. It was an unbelievable achievement. And to have that crowd come down and support the boys got them over the line, I think, personally speaking.
Yeah.
And that's my looking at it. I think the boys, the crowd that were here on their side were a little bit louder than them. And I think that's what happened in the end. And I think, look, we dug deep. We had some great football. We played some great football. And we got the win in the end. So.
I know you spoke kind of during the week to me about kind of about the underdog states and about not fearing Phoenix.
No.
Is that something that came in? It felt like that came into thing today. You didn't fear them. No. You took the game to them.
No, we don't fear any team in Carlow, to be honest with you. You know, I think the way we play football is we keep the ball on the floor. We look for them passes. We look for those changes, and we look at fast football paced, and I think the lads really showed their character today. And I told them at the start of the game, it's another game, get out and express yourself, get out there and express your feelings on the pitch. And that's what they've done. They've done absolutely fantastic. They really have. And hats off to them. We'll celebrate tonight.
Absolutely. Thanks very much, Paul.
Thanks a million. Thanks, Harry.
The Carlow Soccer Podcast.
So we said we would preview the Tully's Travel Division 1 Cup final taking place this weekend in Great Cullen in the Meadows in St Pat's Boys. And I am joined by the Dolman Celtic manager, James Williamson. James, welcome on. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
So James, obviously Cup final this weekend. How are the guys feeling? How's the mood around the camp? I know Dolman are a huge Cup team usually.
Yeah, we're very good in Cup competitions for the last 2 or 3 years there. They'll be feeling very good. Coming into the last game there, we had lost one of our teammates, and the boys were fired up and looking to get into the final for their teammate. And I think we blew Mill Celtic away in the first half in the semi-final with the momentum and enthusiasm of the boys to get it done.
Yeah. And I think you're defending champions, aren't you, of this?
Yeah, defending champions. We beat St. Pat's B 3-1 last year in the cup final.
So obviously you're going to want to try and do the two in a row. How important is that?
Oh, very important, yeah. Very important, yeah, for the club. And for each and every one of the boys that are involved in the team. They want to do it for their lost teammate that we lost 2 weeks ago. It's a big surge for Willie to get this cup back from.
Absolutely. And Dolman have always kind of prided themselves on being a cup team. How do they do that? What's the difference between the cup and the league?
There's a bit of inconsistency in the league. I can't really put my finger on it in the league competition. We kind of struggle in the first half and then pick our momentum up in the second half of the season and go into the cup competitions with that momentum. It's kind of GA hampers the start of the season with us, but I can't really put my finger on it to blame the GA, but it's not.
Yeah. Look, there's a lot of good players in that side, in the Dolman side. You know, you have the likes of Joe Doran and players like that Who are the main guys within the squad? Who would be the main guys within the squad that help?
Going forward, we're electric going forward. The likes of Joe Dorn, Liam Ryan, Keelan Lacey, Danny Thompson, all young, energetic, and very good on the ball.
Yeah. And of course, everybody knows about the scoring prowess of Joe Doran.
I think we've scored 54 goals this year in the league, and that's by far most in the league. But we've also conceded something like 38 or something, which is one of the worst in the league as well.
Yeah. So your defence is obviously a bit of an issue there then.
Yeah, so every week it's a different four lads in defence, really. That's what kind of cost us early on in the season. Played the first six games and had four losses.
Yeah. I always find like that for the big teams, the ones that do well, you have to kind of have a fairly familiar back line.
That's a big key,
I always find. You know, that's what makes New Oak so successful, I always find. You know, they have a huge...
Very consistent, yeah.
You know, their back line is used, their back five is usually the same throughout the season, and maybe there's only like one or two tweaks here and there, but for the most part, they all play together, which... obviously, you're facing Ballymurphy, of course, opponents who are very familiar to you guys. You'd have played them for years over in the Premier.
Yeah, we've had some good battles with Ballymurphy over the years, yeah. We got relegated in the Premier there. We were, ourselves and Ballymurphy were battling out for relegation. We lost out that year. But this year, we've played them at home. We beat them 5-1. But also out in their pitch, they beat us 3-1. So it's 50-50 games. We won't be going into it underestimating them anyway.
Yeah, of course. It could be said maybe you had the easier route to the final, kind of play. St. Pat's B looks like a tough game, obviously a 1-0 win over them in the quarter final. But then you kind of blew Mill Celtic away, whereas like the other side of the draw had Warren in it, it had Phoenix in it, it had Slaney in it.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you've had the easier route to the final? Or
Maybe, but... Pat's B was a very tough game, and Mill Celtic away is always a tough place to go. I wasn't expecting us to blow Mill Celtic away like that. We were up 4-0, I think, after a half an hour. So I was not expecting that whatsoever. Mill Celtic is always a tough place to go, and Pat's B gave us a great game. We had loads of chances, but just couldn't capitalise, and so did Pat's. Pat's had their fair few chances as well, only for our backline. Did well that day, and our goalkeeper kept us in it.
And it's a very young squad, isn't it, Dolmans?
Yeah, very young squad, yeah. Apart from the two centre-backs we have is 40 years of age, with Colin Skinny Nolan and Mick Ryan.
Fair enough. And that's only good That's only good for the future of the club, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I know that the final's in St. Pat's on the Astro. How are you feeling about that? Not too far.
Well, on Astro, we're very good in Astro. The boys don't have a problem playing in Astro. It's more or less the day after when you're sore from playing on it.
Yeah.
And grass or Astro, it doesn't really matter. It suits us both.
Yeah. And of course, with the kind of players you have, you do have footballing players.
They like to play it on the ground and like to dribble at players, and the Astro helps with that a lot.
Yeah. Hopefully the weather holds up now this week. I know last year's was terrible weather-wise up in
Canada, we got drenched that day.
Yeah, it wasn't fun.
No.
How important is it to kind of get people down to watch, even just neutrals? You know, like, sell the game for me. Like, why should people come down and watch?
Just to come down and watch, because there will be plenty of goals. We score plenty of goals, but we also concede one or two as well. But we always go with the game plan that we're going to outscore any team that we come up against.
Yeah. Fair enough. And tell me a little bit about the state of the club at the moment in general. I know there's a lot of positive things happening in Dolman right now. You kind of got a B team in this year.
Yeah.
I think your youth system is doing well. Your youth team's doing well.
Yep.
Feels like a lot of positives right now in Dolman.
Oh, yeah. There's plenty of teams. This is the... we've had six teams in it this year, and that's the most we've ever had. We've had 35s in AIB and under 9s, 11s and 12s. And we're looking to grow even further again in the juvenile section. So hopefully the club can progress into a big club in the future.
Yeah. And of course, with that youth, and you have a decent youth team kind of coming through as well, I believe, haven't you?
Oh, well, no, we had an under-19s team there. That was 2 years ago. But most of them lads have gone away and played with different clubs there. We had Brandon Cassidy and stuff, and he's gone away to Hanover. And a few other ones, Larkin Canavan, he's gone away to Parkville. So we lost a lot of them lads.
Yeah.
Bar one or two stayed along and played with us.
Yeah. But like, there's a lot of youth in the squad at the moment, so hopefully you'll be able to kind of push on next year for promotion. Obviously, you're kind of... been there, thereabouts the last couple of years.
Yeah, two third place finishes. It's like we want to be pushing for the title and to get consistent in the league. That's our main plan with the A team.
Absolutely. Well, thanks very much, James, for joining me. Really appreciate your time.
No problem. Thanks, Harry.
That was the Dolman Celtic manager, James Williamson, there talking ahead of the Tully Travel Division 1 Cup Final, which takes place in St Pat's in Grey Cullen this weekend on Saturday night at 6:30.
The Carlo Soccer Podcast.
We've had the Dolman Celtic side, and now it's time to get the Ballymurphy Celtic side of things ahead of the Tully Travel Division 1 Cup Final. And I'm joined by their manager, John Whelan. John, thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Eric. Cheers for having me on.
John, how are we feeling about Cup Final this weekend? How's the mood around the camp? Everyone looking forward
to it? Yeah, great, great mood around. It's great to be in a Cup Final. It's been 8 years now since we've been in one. So, yeah, absolutely delighted to go over the line yesterday against Bourne. Super victory. So, obviously looking forward to a Cup Final now.
Yeah. Talking of the Bourne game, I know that was originally taking place last Saturday, but due to a lights failure, the game had to be abandoned. And then it was reversed into Ballymurphy.
After 50 minutes, light failure over in Bourne Celtic. We're 1-0 down, but yeah, we were going well at the time. I was disappointed to see the game being called off. Not often you'd be like that at 1-0 down, but we were things were turning in that game for us, and there was a real sense of something there for us that night. That probably gave us the belief going into yesterday's game.
Mm. And then, of course, you had a big result again yesterday against Bourne, like you just said. That was in Ballymurphy. How much did the home advantage kind of play a part in things? I know everybody keeps going down to Ballymurphy.
Home advantage is massive, sure. It's just in Ballymurphy. And look, people always say nobody likes coming to Ballymurphy. Simple as that. And that's what we love that. We go for everything in Ballymurphy. It's our home pitch. It's massive. No, it's a huge advantage being playing down there.
Yeah. And obviously it was a huge scalp as well, taking this Bourne Celtic, who won the league and obviously got promoted.
Yeah, look, Bourne Celtic are a serious side. They're going to be very good in Premier next year. I can see them. They're going to cause a lot of problems for teams next year. In my view, anyway, I think they're very, very good. Look, they've had a long season. They've won, and they're a great side. But we had a feeling we could turn them over. We had that bit of confidence in it. I suppose we've been building for this cup for a couple of months now. We'd nothing to play for in the league for so long. And fairness to the boys that stuck around, we took some serious beatings at the start of the season. With the rebuild, and we're just coming back from Premier, so it's just a complete rebuild. And yeah, a few good young lads came through there, and look, we just went with it. We didn't really care too much about the league after the first few games, and we said we'll give it a go at this cup, and that's what we went for.
Yeah, and how difficult has it actually been to kind of get back into things after being relegated? Because I'm looking at the league table, and you're second from last. That's not the nicest place to be in, especially coming down from Premier. It's a bit of a shock to see that.
Yeah, look, yeah, if you're looking at it from the outside, you'll be going, what's going on there? We weren't worrying about it. We knew we lost the first five games Toy actually pulled out of the league as well, so we lost the points from that. So, yeah, we weren't worried. We were struggling numbers early in the season. We played all the younger guys. It wouldn't have bothered me being at the bottom now either. It was a rebuild. There's no point in going straight back up the Premier unless we have... We have to bring young lads through to get back to the Premier. Unless we have young lads coming back to the Premier, there's no point in just going back up to come straight back down again, you know?
Yeah.
So if it takes a few years to get back there, so be it. I don't really... It's about building, like... Again, in the game yesterday, 16-year-old came in, probably one of our best players when he came onto the pitch. Our left back, Joey, 17 years of age, absolutely brilliant. We're like, we have to blood these guys. We have to get these guys through. There's no point in sticking around the same lads we've had for the last 10 years. Like,
yeah.
You need to get the youth into it.
Yeah, of course. And that's obviously a massive, massive part of things, you know, because otherwise you're not going to get anywhere without the youths, you know.
Yeah, that's it. Look, and if that means taking beatings and help them lads, but like to learn from every beating. Like, I think Feek's bet us 9-0, but I think I had nearly all of last year's youth team probably playing par Paul Foley in the goal, over 35 player. Like, other than that, you have to bring these lads through. Look, it means taking the beatings. It's not nice taking beatings, but you have to take them if you're going to rebuild. You're going to have to take it. You're going to have to learn. It's just simple as that.
Yeah. And you're in a bit of a good run of form, actually, just looking at the results from the league. From the middle of December, you only lost one game, and that was to Burren 4-2.
Burren 4-2, yeah.
Which, it's not like, I mean, you're in a decent run of form.
Yeah, look, as I said, that's the first five games. The league was out the window. We tried new things. We said, right, Grant. Didn't panic. As we said, we knew a tie were going down. Crate Yard were... They were down on the bottom. We knew we wasn't going to finish down there, so we said we could try different things, and didn't really matter results. There was no pressure on us playing. It was all about getting games into lads and keeping lads at it. Like, we still have 20, 21, 22 players still there at this stage of the season, which is absolutely brilliant. Like, we're ready to play a training game every week, nearly against each other, 11 on each other. We go off to Highview and play a full game against each other. And like, you take beatings 8-9-0 and you think, right, that's it, lads, we're going to leave. These lads are absolutely brilliant. They're a great bunch of lads. That's why I'm so happy for them to be in a cup final, because they deserve it. They're a great bunch of lads, and they just worked hard at it. So, yeah it's a big task now Saturday night, all right, but we'll deal with that Saturday night.
Yeah, but like, and you did beat Dolman a while back. You did beat them in Ballymurphy. You beat them...
I think 3-1, I think we finished up
January, at the end of January.
Yeah, look, Dolman didn't travel well that day. They were missing a few regular faces. I know Joe Dorn, a few of them wasn't there that day. A few, you know what I mean? It was, yeah, they hadn't got their full 11, so we won't be looking into that one too much.
Okay,
Dolman are a great side. They play great football, and they have great motivation coming into this game Saturday night. Like, they're going to really want this one. Firstly, I want to send condolences to Dolman. They've had under tragic loss up there, so they have a lot to play for. They're going to use that. They're going to really go for it. And you know that they're a great side, and they'll want this one. They won it last year, obviously, and they'll really want to do this one for Willie Casey and his family. Like, they're really going to push it home for that one, you know.
Yeah, of course. And what's going to be the key for you guys to try and win this?
Look, we've been talking, as I said, we've been building for this one. This is what we went for. We won this in 2017, I think. Was the last cup final we're in was this one. So I think we've won it 3 times before. It'd be nice to get back and nice to win it again. I said we haven't had a cup in senior level in 8 years, I think it is. So, yeah, look, nice bunch of players there. I'd be delighted to see these guys get over the line and get a cup. They really do deserve it.
Yeah. And who are the key guys in the squad to kind of watch out for? I know Ted Joyce is your top scorer, the Mountland Rangers hurler. Anyone else that's really kind of stood out throughout the season?
Fortunately, Ted has been out injured for the last 2 months.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, Ted, and he missed the first few games of the season, so he's a serious player on his day, and I don't know, I don't think we'll have him. It's hard to know. We'll have to see during the week if we can get him back. Also, James Kelly, another big, massive part of the team, went out injured 2 months ago against Crate Yard, hasn't played a game since. You know, we picked up a few injuries yesterday. We have 2 suspensions from yesterday. Yeah, it's going to take the toll on us, but so a 6-day turnaround as well from going to extra time and penalties yesterday, and a lot of sore bodies. I was chatting to a few this morning, a lot of sore bodies this morning. So we'll hopefully get everyone to recover for next Saturday night.
Yeah, I mean, tough ask.
Oh, absolutely. It's absolutely tough ask. Yeah, look, the 6-day turnaround, a few knocks yesterday. I know Thomas Doyle is a major out there now as well. But again, we have young, as I said, Jack Joyce coming, 16 years of age, coming on the field yesterday. Absolutely exceptional. Absolutely exceptional for 16 years of age. He was class. And look, that's what we have players come in and do a job.
Yeah.
Simple absolutely. As that.
Can you tell me a little bit kind of about the state of the club in general at the moment? I know there's a lot of good things going on in Ballymurphy. Obviously, the women won the cup final a couple of months back. You've obviously had two women's teams throughout the season, which is a big achievement. What else is going on around Ballymurphy that's positive?
Yeah, sure. Look, we had 38 girls signed up. We put in two teams, and then we put it to one for the cup, and we got the win in the cup final. That one was brilliant for them. And again, another great bunch. Delighted for that one. For underage, it's thriving. Like, we've never been in a better position. We have nearly 300 members underage now. We have teams in every age group. Under 16 have won the league, under 15s won the league, 14s are in with a shout, 13s are thereabouts. They'll need a result to go their way, and if they do, they'll win the league. Under 12s, three games left. I think if they win the next two, they'll win their league. Even with the girls under, they're going really, really well as well. We have lots of numbers in the underage, even with the girls thing. So, like, the numbers are serious. It's obviously the best position underage we've ever been at. And look, same good youth team there. Tommy and them are doing a great job with the youth team, and they're feeding into us. Like, and that's what it's all about. We have to be going well underage to progress in senior level. We have to have it coming through, and it's starting. This is the rewards are starting to come through now. We've serious talent coming through that club. Lads playing on the academies there, and some great players coming through.
Absolutely. So the future's only bright for Ballymurphy then?
Absolutely. We haven't got many lads involved, but with the group of guys we've involved down there, coaches and that, like, they're doing some serious work down there. Straight from under 8s up, if you pass by your pitch any night, or if you're passing by Boris, by the AstroTurf, it's full of Ballymurphy trainings non-stop. So there's a massive amount of work going on. Look, I know Dolman are doing the same up there.
Yeah.
They're putting in serious work as well. And, you know, you can see the board awards are starting to come for board clubs there now.
Absolutely. Well, thanks very much, John, for your time, and best luck on Saturday.
Thanks, cheers, Ike. Thank you.
That was John Whelan there, the Ballymurphy Celtic manager, ahead of their cup final in the Tully Travel Division 1 cup final this week against Dolman on Saturday night in the Meadows in Greg Cullen.
The Carlow Soccer Podcast with Harry Shortos. Brought to you by KCLR and Scoreline.ie.